Welcome to the Upcycle Canada podcast. I'm Jennifer, and together with my husband Dave, we started with an idea, worked on it as a side hustle, and grew it into our first eco-friendly store. At Upcycle Canada, we repurpose, refinish, and reuse discarded items, giving them new life. Sit in on the conversation as we continue to grow from a small side hustle into something much more. Special guests will drop by and share their journey with you as well. This is the most eco-friendly small business podcast in your favorites. This is Upcycle Canada, where yesterday's items are reborn. Let's do this. Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back to our podcast.
Yes.
Hello, world.
Hello. It's great to be a part of your day.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, Dave.
It's nice when we have a podcast because we get to talk to each other.
Yes. It doesn't, because we don't see each other all the time.
No. Got a good podcast today, yes, for you. Good episode.
Yes.
Today. Something that happened just recently for us. That's why we're doing it now.
Right. Yes.
And we
wanted to share it.
Wanted to share it with you because it's recent, obviously, and it's something that we think you can apply today, which will have an impact on your business tomorrow.
Right.
Because it happened to us.
That, exactly. Yes.
So that's why we're doing this.
So the title of our podcast
today, I can't wait for the title,
is What a Blog Can Do for Your Business and Why You Should Start.
Right now. Well, maybe at the end of this podcast.
Well, yeah.
Because then you won't know what you're doing. So wait till the end of this podcast.
Wait till the end of it.
And then start.
You'll have a better understanding of what we did. And
yeah. So let's go with the quote.
The quote today is, your life is your message to the world. Make sure it is inspiring. So what do you have to share with your people and with the world?
And what's a great way of doing that?
And what's a
more effective way?
That's right. And will it be inspiring? You want it to be inspiring because you have something to share. Everybody has something to share.
If you look at it as a social media thing, if you build an audience on rented land, which is like renting a house or renting an apartment, and you put all that time and money into that space and move away, or something happens to the property or the place, you have nothing.
No.
So you build this whole big group of followers on Instagram, on Facebook.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, somebody clicks the wrong button at Facebook headquarters, and there's no Facebook.
Nope.
That would never happen. Who would ever call that out several weeks before? Who would ever say, hey, what happens if Facebook goes down?
It's so silly.
No one would ever say that, would they, John?
Yeah, well, it happened.
We did it.
It did.
Right? We called it out.
We did.
Then like a few weeks later,
so
that you can go look, there's a date on our blog.
Yeah.
And like I said, a few weeks after we sent out the blog post to our followers, Facebook and Instagram.
Both.
Poof.
Yep. Nothing new. Could share. You could look, but nothing uploaded. Nothing
You couldn't
switched.
Talk to your audience.
Nope.
You couldn't communicate with your audience.
Nope.
You couldn't talk about your offers and your specials and your business. You couldn't do anything. It was done. You were totally shut out from everything.
Yeah. And you realize what matters more.
And that's rented land.
That's right.
So we're talking today about how to reach your audience in a more effective way than a goofy TikTok dance.
Yes.
Or a story on Instagram that lasts for one day. Or a post on Facebook that you did 3 years ago that nobody's ever going to see. Right?
Right.
All rented
land. Yes.
So it's time to invest in your business. It's time to invest in your audience and the ones that you have direct access to on a regular basis through email, through your website. Websites will continue to be active when social media stops. So you need a website. That's important. We'll have podcast about that.
People are still surprised. I think they'll be like, oh, you have a website? I'm like, yeah, that's like the first thing we did. Like,
why is that new?
Why would we not have a website?
I know it might be shocking for somebody to hear this right now, but not everybody has Facebook. We want people to think a little bit bigger than rented land social media.
Mm-hmm.
We want to talk about seven ways that blogging strengthens your company.
Right.
Seven different things that a blog will do to bring people to you and make people aware of what you do.
Right.
So we had an example just recently, and I wasn't at the store when it happened, but you were.
Yes.
So kind of.
So
We did a blog, first of all.
Yes.
And the blog was about Small Business Saturday,
right,
which falls in between Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
Yes.
So that whole weekend, there's a day set aside for small businesses to be promoted as a great alternative to shopping online or shopping the big box stores.
That's right.
We were totally unaware of any Saturday event like that, even though we own a small business.
Yeah.
So we thought we would share that with our followers so that they kept us front of mind as they do their Christmas holiday shopping.
I was there, I believe Paige was already with me by this point and working together. And so before lunchtime, and we, a lady came in and we said good morning and stuff. And she said, I saw your email this morning and I thought, you know what? I need to come shop here. I'm a regular customer anyway. And I'm like, oh, right on. So I knew right then and there that she had got the email from us about the blog and about the Small Business Saturday. And she was like, I need to come back. Like,
she came for that reason.
And she came just because she wanted to support us. I'm like, and she put down some few bucks.
That's great.
Yeah. So it was quite encouraging just to see her take her time. She picked this and picked that and shopped around the store. She was there for a good 15, 20 minutes.
Just imagine how many TikTok dances we'd have to do to have that same interaction.
I don't think I'd want to do that.
So blogging for us seems to be a way to reach people on a meaningful level, share some content, and let people know that we're still around.
Yep.
But a blog, an email goes out and somebody comes straight into the store as a direct result.
And the email didn't cost us anything.
It didn't cost us a penny.
So it almost makes me think that, you know, you can't expect social media to always be there.
But it's a great tool, it's not the only tool.
No, exactly. Right? So like emails have been around for 20 plus years. Like, it's not new.
Yeah, like I'm not a golfer by any stretch of the imagination. I can mini putt. But if you look in the golf bag of a really good golfer, there's a different club for everything.
Yeah.
There's not one club that does it all.
No.
So as a small business, you can't just have one club mentality where I'm only going to be on Facebook.
Yeah.
That's the only way I'm going to reach my audience.
That's right.
Shockingly, there are people who don't go on Facebook.
Yeah.
Shockingly, there's people who don't do dances on TikTok. Shockingly, Instagram is not a thing for some people. So if you have one way of thinking of reaching your audience, you are severely hurting your chances of reaching a bigger audience.
And I hate to say it, but it's very narrow-minded.
It is very, And I think people need to understand that people react and relate to your business in different ways. So try different things, which is a great idea. Yeah, you can have a TikTok. We have a TikTok account. Yeah, you should use Instagram. Yes, you should have Facebook. But it's not the only thing.
Right.
So try different things, but one social media platform can't be the answer for everything.
No.
Not the one club mentality.
And in saying that, like, there might be somebody who doesn't do Facebook, but they always check their emails. Well, if you don't do emails, well, then you'll never, you know, so there's so many, as much as you want to be only one or two things, that person on the other end that wants to be there for you and support you, and they'll be like, well, how come you never advertise? Well, we do. So by having that broad spectrum of sharing and reaching out to everybody is definitely, you almost have to do multiple ways to reach out to people so that you can reach all of the people that are out there, because everybody has their own favorite way of receiving information.
Yeah. So it's a great opportunity for that. So we're going to go through these seven ways that blogging strengthens your company. So number one, blogging helps to increase your website traffic. Blogs help get your website more visitors than those who do not have a blog. Having a blog puts more words on your page, and that's what Google is looking for. They don't want just fancy pictures like Instagram. They don't want videos. That's more YouTube. But Google is looking for words that are searchable. And that's why blogging is great as far as reaching out and having people find you online. It's a really popular way of doing that.
Wow.
So there's some thing to think about with that. And there's a couple strategies. So make sure when you're creating your blog that you're speaking to your target audience. That's a connection there. That's outside of the rented land of social media. You have their email address. You can communicate with them directly. So they've already built that bridge. There's a whole blog about this on our page. They've already given you their email address. They've already said, I want to know more about you and your business. I want to stay in communication with you. So speak to that target audience, the people who want to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, to publish on a frequent basis. But find something that works for your business and your time, and do that and be committed to it. Number two, Jen.
All right. So blogging leads conversions. So once you've got traffic to your website, you need to start to think about how you can convert that traffic into leads. You can do this by using lead magnets.
Yeah. So I heard about one business that does carpet cleaning.
Okay.
So on their website, they're a service-based company. So what they did on their website, they put up a PDF document, a file, and you could go to their website, you can put in your email address, sign up, and they would send you a guide to keeping your carpets smelling fresh in the winter.
Right. Okay.
Like a practical step. Do this. These five steps will help you in your home.
Right.
And you can download it for free, but you have to sign up with your email.
Got it.
By signing up with your email, you're joining their mailing list to get their updated blogs and communications.
Right.
So that's how that works. So you offer something free, people sign up, they get something free benefit, something that's useful. It also helps to target your audience.
Right, exactly.
Because you want to build the audience that is there coming for your carpet cleaning business. You don't want somebody who come looking for tennis instruction. I don't do tennis instruction, I clean carpets.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give you something that fits with what we do and gives you added value for free.
Right.
And then I win because I sign up, and then all of a sudden I get emails, I get blog posts, I get special offers that come directly to me, and I have this communication bridge that we've built, and it's, again, not on rented land.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
That's really, really important. Good. Number three. So blogging helps you to build trust in client relationships. So in this, a blog lets you communicate directly to your audience, like we talked about. Through the power of blogging, customers get to learn about the person behind the business. People are more inclined to buy from someone they trust over someone they don't know. So by building that bridge and becoming the person that people look to, you become the person that they trust more.
Right. And that's part of your brand. That's part of your brand. Who you are behind the scenes. And what you've built, and they expect a certain...
And it strengthens your brand.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
Because then now an email pops up in their inbox, and here's your newest blog post about your topic. For us, it'd be about upcycling, but it could be the carpet cleaning. It could be the whatever. But here comes a blog post. I want to know more, so I'm going to engage. And now we've built that bridge, and it's a solid bridge to work off of.
Right, for sure. Good.
So number four.
So blogging will help you establish yourself as an industry leader. Business blogging lets you write content that's informative, valuable, and exudes an air of expertise. You are the expert in what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. So that's because in this section of your site and what you're offering to people firsthand will help them see what you're talking about with your business. And so, like you mentioned, sharing you know, are uploading what they want, if they want to download or looking for something specific, that evergreen content.
Yeah, where, and all those searchable words.
That's right, yes.
Would live on your website as a blog post.
Right.
So again, let's go back to, if you're a carpet cleaner and you're using key terms that people are searching for online, and you put those words in your blog, which lives on your website.
Right.
Anytime somebody searches a word that you've included in your blog, Google has the opportunity of finding your stuff and feeding it to the people who are searching for the topic you've talked about.
Right.
So the more words, again, you have on your website, the better it is for Google and other search engines to find you.
That's crazy. When you think about it, it's like, why, you know, you wonder what, how does that happen?
Yeah.
But it works.
Yeah.
It's pretty neat.
And so. I use Google every day.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
It's so, even built into my Google Pixel phone.
Right.
That I just talk to it and it tells me what I need.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So the world is so small now.
Oh,
and the amount of information that's at your fingertips in a millisecond.
Right.
So you want to be found.
Yeah.
If you have a small business or whatever you're doing.
That's right.
You're a musician, an artist, a creator of any kind. You want yourself to be found. And to be found, you need words.
That's right.
On a website.
So, yeah, by having those specifics of what it is you know and you're good at and you're confident in talking about, then, yeah.
So blogs make it easy for people to find you.
Right.
So
Number five,
blogging helps to increase your brand awareness. Building brand recognition and awareness can help you attract new customers, gain credibility, and expand your business. Again, people are looking for something.
Right.
They want to find you. And by using blogs, you're going to help to just grow your brand. And people will see you in more and more and more places. So for us, we have radio commercials. We advertise on social media sites. We have a podcast, which you're listening to right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we have our blogs.
Yes.
So we're trying to put our toes in as many ponds as possible so that more people can find us. Again, we build on rented land. Yep, we do have Instagram. We do have Facebook. We do have TikTok. We have all those sites and all those social media platforms.
Right.
We're there.
Yeah.
But that's not our main focus.
No.
Our main focus is our website and our email bridge between us and our customers.
Right.
Through blogging. That's really, really important to us.
Yeah.
Good. Let's go to the next one.
So blogging will help amp. You need blogging basically to amp up your email list. As a business owner, you want to grow your email list and get more subscribers.
You want to give people the option and the opportunity to sign up.
To sign in or out if they want. They're not committed. They're not stuck. You know, if they sign in and realize it's not for them, you can opt out. You know, you can do both. Yeah.
So what we also have is we use the Square payment system when people pay for products in our store.
Yes.
Or at events. And you can actually enter your email as a receipt, a way to get your receipt for your purchase.
Right.
That's an email capture.
Yes.
So we've been capturing emails before we knew we needed them.
I know.
Really? So we have this great library. Let's jump back quick. We're going to wrap up. So blog posts are a great way to communicate with your customer, to keep those communication lines open. It's not on rented land.
No.
This is your opportunity to reach out to these people and have that ongoing communication. How do we end our podcast? What do we say?
Let's keep this conversation going.
Till next time.
Till next time.
All right.
This has been the Upcycle Canada podcast. Thanks for listening today. We appreciate your feedback and would love to connect with you. Email your questions, comments, or suggestions to upcyclecanadapodcast@gmail.com. To find out more about our business and access links to all our social media sites, podcast notes, and more, please visit upcyclecanada.ca. This is a listener-supported podcast. If you're interested in supporting us, please head over to patreon.com/upcyclecanada and select a monthly tier that works for you. A 5-star review on the podcast app of your choice is always appreciated. Thank you to Jacob Moon for our instrumental backing track for this podcast. Please visit jacobmoon.com for more on this talented Canadian artist. Join us again for more great topics, ideas, and practical steps to help you in your daily life. Thank you for listening. Let's keep this conversation going.
Hey, this is Dave. You're like, what's this music? I thought the podcast was over. Well, Liz, this is actually an ad. Oh, you're like an ad. But this is different. This is for another podcast called, ready? Dad Space. Dad Space is a podcast created for dads by dads. Head over to dadspace.ca for all the information. And we would love, if you know a dad, if you are a dad, if you've ever had a dad, if you know a new dad, a current dad, an empty nest dad, we have a podcast just for dads. And I'd love to share it with you and to share it with a special dad in your life, dadspace.ca. Thank you for listening to the podcast you've already been listening to. But if you want a little bit more podcasting greatness, check out dadspace.ca, dadspace.ca, for all the goodness for your favorite dad. Aww. It's like a Father's Day present every day. We'll see you over at dadspace.ca. Thanks for listening to all of our podcasts, and we'll talk soon. This is Dave, and I'll meet you at dadspace.ca. Cheers. And now we dance.